This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
When you think of robot body parts, what comes into your head? Arms? Legs? Leg-like stems with wheels on them? What about a mouth? What about a smart mouth? Not smart like lobbing insults at you, but smart like telling big food companies more about their products. Regardless of whether you should trust a robot's mouth, let alone its taste buds, you may soon be gnawing on the fruits of its labor, Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports.
30 years ago, some guys at the University of Minnesota's dentistry school built a robot that could chew up a storm.
It chews 4 times faster than the normal human.
Ralph DeLong was one of the inventors. He built the mechanical mouth to test dental restoration materials. The robot could put wear and tear on them a lot faster than humans could, and of course, cost a lot less to employ.
For a material that you want to test for 5 years, in 1 week you have the result.
The latest version of the robot can give feedback on what it's chewing, which has prompted a few big food companies, who didn't want to be named, to do tests with it.
To start out, we would put whatever food we want on top of that.
The minders of the robot feed it some cereal, which the robot then chews with its 6 little teeth.
Go slow and press.
That one cycle of chewing might not sound like much, but the dentistry school's Alex Falk says the audio frequencies, which they capture in a computer, are actually quite meaningful.
We believe that ultimately crispiness can be quantified by things like the frequency content coming out from those sounds, that's crispy sounds.
So food companies can use the robot to compare the crispiness of an already successful product with its healthier reformulation, which might have less sugar or less salt. Here's Ralph DeLong again.
Sugar doesn't just make a product sweet, and salt doesn't just make it salty. They also have chemical interactions with the other things that affect the texture of the food.
Food marketing expert John Stanton says the robotic mouth is just one example of how food companies are trying to make texture and taste more scientific.
And they're using not only physiological models, but they have more sophisticated statistical models.
But apparently, there's only some accounting for taste. Stanton says, unlike robots, people come with all sorts of messy biases about food, which companies still have to consider at some point in developing products. In St. Paul, Minnesota, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.